certainly have comments which I'd like to make very much about the process. Like Senator Blue, when we approached this process, I was cautiously optimistic that we could work together. We could look at what best practices might be established here in North Carolina when it came to judicial redistricting, when it came to the processes for which judges were elected and appointed in this state. I think it was a serious missed opportunity the way it has unfolded. As you know, in a recent conversation I had with you, Senator Daniel, I was one of the signatory parties on this letter, and of course, we just recommended that seven individuals be brought in to provide perspective. These were individuals that we thought had ideas that would be worthy of consideration by this body. They weren't just Democrats. They weren't just Republicans. They were people who we thought had value perspective that we could really benefit from. To deny the right to have those people come unless specifically we could bring in someone from the governor's office who had to be the general counsel to speak, and unless we could present an alternative map or preconditions that, in my mind, were highly inappropriate. I mean, as members of this committee, we ought to be able to recommend speakers, and we were told from the outset that that would be something that we'd have the privilege of doing without preconditions attached relating to our right to participate. Now, if what was expected from the outset was a Republican plan and what was expected was a Democratic plan, then we should have been told that. We should have been provided the resources to prepare one, access to the staff and the information that it would have been necessary to have offered that type of perspective. But what I indicated to you during a conversation, and which I still believe to be the case, it doesn't have to be a Democratic plan or Republican plan. It can be a collaborative plan that comes from this subcommittee after thoughtful deliberations. That's what everybody would benefit from. And I think it's a missed opportunity when we're able to do that. And in denying Judge Stevens the right to speak at the last meeting, it really set a negative tone, a tone that suggested to many of us who were Democrats in attending that the cast had already been, it was already in place. The maps were going to get rolled out. Decisions were being made without our participation. And that's ultimately what unfolded at the last meeting. You got to put this in the backdrop of what we've seen. And when I say what we've seen, that gives us some skepticism and it gives us doubt about the genuineness of this entire effort, is that if you think back about it, earlier this year you eliminated three of the judges on the Court of Appeals that Governor Cooper would have had a chance to appoint. You went this past year and established partisan primaries, theoretically, for all of our judges, or at least they're all going to have to run on a partisan basis. Then you eliminated the primaries completely for the judges. And all this was being done at a time where it wasn't real clear what the goal was going to be. And we know that a few years back, they eliminated public financing for judges in judicial races in this state. So, I mean, when you think back about that backdrop, and then we're told that we're addressing constitutional deficiencies, there's not been a court order entered in this state that says any of these judicial maps for district court judges or superior court judges are unconstitutional at this time. And those that are now being charged with redrawing these districts have an impeccable track record when it comes to legislative districts and congressional districts for drawing unconstitutional maps as having been determined by the courts. So are we dubious and skeptical in light of that history? The answer is yes. Does that mean that we can not work together moving forward? We should. We must. It's imperative that we work together, that we do it in a way where there's mutual respect, that one side doesn't establish preconditions for the other side to participate, that we share the data, that we work together, that we try to come up with solutions that are win-win, not where the majority has a map. and the minority has a map, because we know, based upon history, how votes are going to work out when those maps come before us for consideration. Our maps aren't going to get any type of serious review. That's the history. Let's go back. Let's try to recast this. Let's try to do a redo before it's too late. We got a special session coming up on the 10th. Doesn't mean we have to take action that day. We can learn from where we started compared to where we are and decide that we can do better and come back in the short session and see what can happen. I'm a political realist, and I understand that's probably not going to happen. But in terms of a goal that's aspirational and what the people and the would benefit from in this state, and in terms of coming up with the best possible maps and the best possible judicial selection process, that we can do, given enough time to do it. Openness in the process, transparency in the process, and inclusiveness.